Hi, I'm Robin and welcome to Well Conceived Business. We help online business owners within health and wellness to create a business and life that is not only well paid, but well lived. Here you'll find honest and refreshing conversations about what it takes to create a business around your life, what healthy hustle looks like, as well as insights and tips on growing your audience, your signature program, your profit, and your peace. Ready? Let's go. Hi, and welcome to Well Conceived Business. I am thrilled to be able to talk to you today. Now, the big question that so many people ask me within Well Conceived Mastermind, we have talks about this on various calls all the time, and people are asking me whether or not to show their prices on their website, particularly when it comes to one-to-one services. So maybe you have a package of a certain number of sessions, maybe it's booking the first appointment, whatever that is. And the question that I want to ask you before we get started is, when it comes to showing your prices on your website, your Work With Me page, whatever it is, what is the gut feel for you? Do you feel like it's an absolute yes, I must? Do you feel like it's an absolute no? Or do you sit where so many other people sit and feel a little bit fuzzy about, you're not really sure why to or why not to? Or maybe you don't show your page, your prices on your page, and it's because showing your prices brings up a lot of fear for you because you're worried that people will not be able to afford to work with you. Maybe you feel like you do or you don't, and you're not really sure why that is, but you just kind of go along with what someone told you. And maybe what someone told you, which is what I was trained to do, is to not show your prices or not disclose your prices, wait for someone to apply, get on a discovery call, and then address that objection on the call. And I don't do that. Even with my high ticket programs, my one-to-one coaching and the Well Conceived Mastermind, I share my prices. And I am pretty much in the camp of no matter what the price of your program or service, you're likely going to want to share that. The only time I would think that I wouldn't quite share my prices would be when my prices are custom and dependent on something. So if someone came to me and said, could you build me a website? And I wasn't sure where along the path on in branding they were or how many pages that would be or what the work would entail, I probably wouldn't want to give a price without first having that conversation with someone. However, even in that case, I think there's scope to add certain parameters for who you do and don't work with, what they need to have ready, or exactly what your price entails or a range of your price. So generally in the camp of always show your prices. And for most of you, you're dietitians, naturopaths, acupuncturists, spiritual healers, whatever the realm of help supporting people with physical, emotional, spiritual wellness is, what you are likely in the context of this podcast pondering is some kind of one-to-one service. So as we've established, I sit firmly in the camp of erring on share your prices. And I'm going to talk to you about seven reasons why I think you should share your prices or why I always share my prices with my audience. Here we go. Number one is I personally very rarely work with people who make me jump through hoops to get their prices. I've looked up service providers like copywriters, life coaches, business coaches, all sorts of different people who have not shared their price. And I've looked at their website. Some people have tried to make me opt in for products or services. Some people just don't share that. And it irks me personally. So what makes us think that if it irks us personally, that we should do that for people as well? And I think, which brings me to point number two, is that we can have the feeling that our prices and services are going to be too expensive for people. And so therefore, we don't want to share them because it's almost like we feel terror that no one will want to work with us if we display our prices or services. And I try not to bring my own money stuff into the conversation or into the picture because your money stuff is your money stuff and other people's money stuff is other people's money stuff. So who are you to assume that you know if they will think that your price is too high or not? It's a better way to allow them to see for themselves what your price is and showcase the value of the product or service that you have and allow them to make that decision for themselves. Because how do you know that then, let's say you charge $2,000, if you're not sharing the price, what's to say they don't assume that that price is actually like $12,000? They don't know that. And I've literally had this experience before with a business coach. For whatever reason, I was completely anticipating that the price of working with this person was about $20,000. And when it came to it, actually, the price was about $12,000. It was lower than I expected. And I was like, oh, well, I would have signed up earlier had I have known that. So we can't assume anything about our clients. That's actually up to them to tell us. And if your price, there's always going to be people for whom your price is too high, even if you have all you sell is a $10 ebook. So we're not trying to appeal to everyone. We're trying to appeal to the right person. So there will always be people who will say, I just can't swing that price. If that's the objection that you are getting from everyone, then I would hazard a guess that that's probably because you haven't packaged that well or articulated the value in your product or service well, rather than I've priced myself out of the market. Obviously, if you've priced yourself at $300,000 for a 1 hour appointment, maybe, but there are people who price themselves. I know there's a person called Grant Cardone, who's like a well-known business coach in the United States who charges $40,000 for a 1 hour session. There are fertility coaches out there who I know charge something like $20,000-$25,000 for their coaching programs and services. It's not up to me to say what's right or wrong. And there's prices and services that I feel are feel good prices and services that I'm comfortable charging with. So it's not up to me to say what other people can and can't charge. But if Beyonce was looking, let's say, for fertility coaching or a life coach or a spiritual coach, she probably wouldn't go with someone who charges just $500. She would go with a higher priced option because maybe the value that they're articulating, the experience, or the credibility that they have is akin to that of more of a higher priced service. We can't assume what people can and can't afford because we're not them. We only have our own money stuff and our own finances that we bring to the conversation. And like I said, people might assume that your prices are higher than they actually are. So if we took away what we thought of prices and didn't put that onto our customer, what would that look like? Number three is trust. I build so much of my products and services on trust, and I have nothing to hide about my products and services, as well as standing firmly in my products and services are well worth the money that you would invest into them. I give 100% to everything that I put out there. So, because I want to build trust with you and show that I have nothing to hide and that I fully stand by and support the prices that I offer, I clearly, readily, and openly share the investment in my products or services because I think that they're worth it. And because I have nothing to hide, where I feel like sometimes it's this big secret, then that can erode a little bit of trust with our client. Number four is it forces me to address that objection and build value on the sales page. So when we have a sales page or a work with me page, whatever you want to call that, it's really important for us to share key details on that page. And so much of what we want on that page is for people to be able to self-identify, yes, I am the person that they're talking about. Yes, this is the transformation that I'm seeking. And yes, this is good value for me. And yes, now is the right time. So we want basically people to go down our sales page and be like, yes, 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 this ticks all of those boxes and I am ready. When we don't show the price on our sales page, It's likely because we feel, or we've been trained to believe, that the only way we can address that objection, like it's almost like preempting that someone's going to go, oh, that's a big price. And then you start having these big and heavy conversations with them about maybe how they can or should afford it. Oh, why is the right time? Why this is the value? Or we try to really articulate the pain point and how painful this situation is in their lives, rightly or wrongly. But that's all things you actually can do on the sales page. So if you have a sales page that is articulating that, you actually have the potential to be attracting more people to work with you. Everybody's going to assume a price on a sales page. They're going to guess what they think the price might be. So imagine all the people, if you don't list the price, who, number one, if you haven't articulated what the value of your product or service is and they can't anchor that price to anything, then they're going to just guess a price. If that price is more expensive than in their mind than what it actually is, you're going to lose out on those people. If that price, you know, maybe they guess it accurately, but you haven't gone through the process of articulating what that value is, because you can do that so much better when they have a price to connect that to. You can start looking at the price in comparison. You can really articulate the value of each portion of what it is that you offer in your deliverables. There's so much more opportunity to address that objection when you are listing the price, because they have some context with which that they can see that. So it forces me, when I list the price, to really go through my sales page with a fine tooth comb and say, how do I show people that this is worth the investment and this is worth it for them in their particular circumstance? If you're a health and wellness practitioner and you're growing your business, you know that Instagram is unrivaled in its ability to grow, connect, and convert your audience all on the one platform. But it's not just about going viral and reaching a bunch of people. It's about grabbing your Cloud 9 clients' attention in a way that positions you as an authority and a service provider. Want to know exactly how to do that? I have a free PDF case study with three example posts that will give you an insight into three different types of posts you can create today to help you do just that. Check out our show notes or visit launcheasylife.com/social to get your hands on this free PDF copy today. Number five is, unless it's a no-brainer price, like $37, $47, even $97, unless it's a no-brainer price for a really low ticket offer, then it might be something that people want to think over. It might be that people want to visit your sales page a few times. Maybe they want to let one round pass and consider whether now is the right time for us. So there is absolutely a place for urgency within our marketing. Up to 80% of your purchases will come when you have a gentle nudge for people that now is the right time. Maybe that's because you have a doors open, doors close model, an expiring discount. Maybe you just leverage with people the benefits of taking action now, but 80% of your purchases are going to come when there is some form of now is the time to take action. But people may still want a minute to think over that price, and it's going to be, and to reconcile that in their mind, to have that ability to think on it for a little while without pressure. And I feel like that's really empowering for people if they know the price. It's hard for them to reconcile that price, and it feels really pressury if they have to do that on a discovery call or a sales call or an initial consult, whatever that looks like. Which brings me to number six, is I don't want to pressure people. I want them to come when they're ready and not at the wrong time. So I don't want people to get on a discovery call with me and then have this, like, it's awkward on a sales call, which is number seven. It's awkward on a sales call when we all know the elephant in the room, the big thing that people want to know is the price and the investment of what it's going to cost. Yet we do this dance on a sales or a discovery call of what's your biggest struggle now? What does it mean to you to not have this addressed right now? And I'm like, what? Because all that's happening in the back of their minds, they're like, could you just tell me the price? They really want to know the price, but we feel like we have to go through this whole dance of, you know, like painting the picture of where they're at now. And it's awkward. Like it feels awkward for me. And then we reveal the price to people and you give them a minute to think over the price. I don't want that feeling or that vibe on my sales calls, right? I don't want people to feel pressured. I want people to join when they're ready and be super empowered and excited that now is the right time. And having had reconciled that in their minds before they get to an application or discovery call, right? And yes, sometimes that takes longer. But yes, when they feel like they're truly ready and they've had the opportunity to go back and forth, et cetera, in their minds, then they are better clients. So, and then number seven, I don't want awkward sales calls. I want to jump on sales calls with people who know the price, know the investment, and have moved beyond that pain point ready. They're like that pain point part of where they're sitting in the problem awareness funnel. I want them to be ready and empowered to solve their problems and be like, yes, now is the time and I'm ready. And then we can talk on the sales calls about things that are a lot meatier rather than that surface level stuff. I can be focused on building a rapport with them, on understanding their business and understanding how we want to take them forward rather than having this dance of the traditional sales call. So that is seven reasons why I always share the price with my programs or services. We all have money blocks and reasons why pricing and things like that can feel icky and sticky and uncomfortable for us. And revealing the price, I feel, helps us take a step back from that and not put our money blocks onto other people. And it also forces us to really temperature check that our products and services are in line with the value that we provide and providing exceptional value, and helps us build trust and have more empowered clients and customers on our journey. So I would love to know if you have a reason why you don't share yourself, your price with people on your sales pages, and you're like, well, actually, no, there's another reason why I don't. Or if you're like, oh, thank you for clearing up that little gray area. I am going to now show my prices and products with confidence and clarity. You can go from there. So thank you for tuning into today's episode. As always, I would love to connect with you on Instagram over at Launch Easy Life. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye. We are done with the meat and potatoes of this episode, but I am not letting you go just yet, my friend. Before you jump off, I have three quick things that I would love to share with you. Number one is thank you so much for listening today. If you'd like to hear more about growing your visibility through Instagram, podcasting, or Pinterest, creating or launching or growing your signature program, automations, or many more online business nuggets of gold, pause now, hit that subscribe button because we are here for you weekly. Number two is if you would like to learn more about working with us and joining our signature program, the Well-Conceived Mastermind, which is unlike any mastermind you've seen before, check out our show notes below and you will find all the links to join the waitlist or sign up and join the mastermind now. And number three, lastly, if you do nothing else, make sure you come and find us on Instagram for daily behind the scenes and hugely savable and value-packed content. You will find us at Launch Easy Life. Well, that's it from me today. Now go out there and create your well-paid business and your well-lived life.